Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Turns this into a third and manageable. Flatter down. Williams downfield. Open man. Touchdown. DJ Moore.
Off five. Defense on the third down.
Bears go now back in front.
Result of the play. Touchdown.
Jack Sawyer was offsides. Chicago takes the lead.
Watch what Odunze does to Jalen. It's going to completely open up all this space right here. And DJ Moore is going to have nobody around him whatsoever. Wide open touchdown on the free play. Caleb Williams taking advantage. Great drive, despite a big penalty for the Chicago Bears.
Oh, yes, indeed. It's time for Who's Hot and Who's Cold. Sponsored by Plumbers 911, plumbing emergency, call the professionals 24-7, available 24-7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. And DJ Moore is our choice for who is hot. Had five catches for 64 yards, two touchdowns in the game, and I think it's only fair to acknowledge his best game of the year. As far as who's cold, I guess Nick McLeod was a little cold. I don't want to blame anyone that's forced on the field, or I don't know. I guess we'll say Nick McLeod just to acknowledge that they had a lot of guys that aren't experienced playing.
Mason Rudolph and his mustache is cold right now.
You love that mustache. Why did you keep talking about it?
It's in now, right? Isn't that what the kids are wearing? Yes.
I don't know who's wearing it. I think it goes back to the 1970s.
Yeah, the kids are bringing it back. I think it's all these country singers bringing it back. I don't know. Olin, you'd know better with your boys in college, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Aren't there a lot of mustaches worn around college now? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I got to check it out. Although Mason is 30 years old, so.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
He's a little past that college age.
That's true.
How would you think of him?
I thought he was about what you thought he would be, right? Checking down. And I thought that the Bears did a great job keeping everything in front of him and making, when he tried to go deep, which is what I was worried about going into the game, they made it hard on their receivers. And obviously McLeod did have that pass interference where he was grabbing the receiver's jersey. But Wright did a great job, matched up well with DK Metcalf there when they tried to go with the 50-50 ball. And those are the shots I was worried about. But hey, take the pass interference, don't give up the touchdown, right? And I think the Chicago Bears defense did a pretty damn good job.
Do you believe, I'm just curious, that they would have won the game if Rodgers played?
Yeah, I think you could make that argument if you're a Steelers fan, for sure. Yeah. They would have controlled the game and controlled the time of possession. They were on a few long drives there, like 13 play. I think it was like their first 95-yard drive since 2003. I think that's what the TV copy said. But definitely could make the argument if Aaron Rodgers, the starting quarterback, is on the field. They only lost by three, right? And
they
could have ran the ball. You know how Aaron Rodgers identifies defenses and identifies weaknesses in your defense and attacks them. He definitely could make that argument. He would account for 3 points.
Yeah, I think so. And just his accuracy, too. You know, you look at Mason Rudolph. He was inaccurate on a lot of the deep balls, just a lot of balls sailing everywhere that you would think that Aaron Rodgers would make those throws. But, Olin, I think you're 100% right that, you know, just with his brain, like we talked about it in pregame, what he has between his ears, the what he does, you know, seeing the matchups and understanding maybe what Dennis Allen's bringing and going to do, that he could dissect that a little bit better and be a little more accurate. So I do think it would have made a difference today. I really do. I know the Bears, like you said, Olin, only gave up 21 points on defense, which is impressive with all those injuries. You know, seven of them came from Caleb, but I still think that Aaron Rodgers would have made a difference, and 3 points might have been – it might have been a four-point difference. It could have been a win for the Steelers.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get back to the phone lines, 312-644-6767. I believe we have Tony on the road. Hey, Tony. I'm sorry. Let's go to Chris from Pleasant Prairie. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, Bear Down Chicago. Mm-hmm. First, I just want to say it's an honor to be on the phone with old recruits, and I loved watching you play. I'm 53 years old pretty soon, and I saw your whole career. It was fantastic. But my suggestion here is I'm going to give Ben Johnson a new nickname. I'm calling him Bronze Johnson. Because
Bronze.
If all goes well, I want to see a statue of this man outside of the new Soldier Field. Let's manifest it.
Wow. That's pretty good.
I love it.
That's pretty good.
Bear down, Chicago. Love you guys.
Thank you so much. That's great stuff from Chris. Very funny. Greg is in Rockford. Hey, Greg.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I don't think Williams has any football knowledge. On that last series, well, the series before, on 3rd and 7, he lets the clock – we have 3 timeouts, and he lets the clock run out. And then the next series, on 3rd down, all he's got to do is slide, keep the clock running, so they have to call a timeout, and he throws an incomplete pass. I don't think he understands football.
Well, he's still a fairly young player. Did you agree with that idea that if he slid down – even losing yards, that would have maybe set up the punter better and burned their last time out?
Yeah, I think so. And I don't see how you let the clock run out with 3 timeouts to let the clock run out on a crucial drive like that.
Mm. Well, I mean, he's not the play caller. Thank you for the call. I mean, they did not gain any yards running the football, really, right? They gained 3 yards on 2 downs, something like that. And, guys, what do you think?
Yeah, I think they got lucky, too, with the penalty the Steelers had on the punt. So they lost a timeout there, right? They had to burn a timeout with under 2 minutes. So that helped. And that's football knowledge. That's just he's going to learn as time goes along. The delay of game, I can put that on the coaching staff as well. The coaches can call timeout before the clock runs out. So it's on both players. Caleb should know for sure. So next year, that's something I'm putting on Caleb. He's still learning, but that's something that Ben Johnson could help him with. You know, he sees the clock running down, be standing right next to the referee and just bang the timeout and take care of it that way. But he's learning. He's learning, man. He's winning. That's the biggest thing. He's winning. He is 8-3 this year, and that's a big stat.
Yeah, and those are mistakes, right? Delay a game is a mistake. The quarterback's responsibility is the play clock, to be watching it, to look at it, and to get the ball off before you have to take a timeout or you get a penalty, and then – it all depends on what Ben Johnson and them were coaching him to do in that moment, right? Have they gone over that situation? Do they want him to slide there? What do they want from their quarterback? But, you know, just, you know, to Greg's, you know, I'm watching here 3rd and 5, right? 14-7. Colson Loveland runs a great route. Caleb reads the defense, goes through his progression, and puts it on Colson Loveland for a touchdown on 3rd and 5 there in the first half. So there is some football knowledge there in the young quarterback, right? He does not know anything, right? We talked about, I think they're saying in the broadcast that people want to nickname him the Iceman, right? Stealing Chuck Liddell's name, Chuck the Iceman Liddell. But what does that mean? Late in the game, he makes plays, right? Understands what to do and to win football games. It's like you're talking about, Pat. They are winning. They are winning football games, and there's also examples of him making plays during the game. And I don't know what Ben Johnson and Declan Doyle and T.J. Barrett coach him to do And it'd be interesting. You know, Ben, if you ask him, he'll tell you, right, if he was supposed to slide or he wasn't supposed to slide. And like we're talking about, we talked about last week, like to see them put the ball in their young quarterback hands inside the red zone and in critical situations, Pat. I thought it was awesome that they called a play call there and said, we trust you with the football in your hands to make the right decision, because if we want him to be elite, those are the kind of things he's going to have to do.
Yes. And Olin, first rounder to first rounder, right? Mm-hmm. That's why you draft him at a high level. I mean, that's the Colts in Loveland, sees the matchup, says, hey, I'm going for him, runs a great route, puts it right on him. And that's what we want to see more. We've seen, you know, some big plays by those two first rounders already, the Cincinnati game and that you know, that strike right there. So it's exciting to see. And, you know, we can nitpick Caleb, and that's what we do. That's what we all do here in Chicago. We're waiting for greatness. But the man has won some games as well late in the game. So he knows football and he knows how to get it done. Those are little coaching situations. And Olin, you said it earlier, it's easier to coach after a win. And maybe that is something that he didn't do right. And he'll learn from that, and I'm sure. And once you put yourself in those positions, you're probably not going to do it again. The great ones learn for that way, and hopefully he does.
Mm-hmm. It's a great point. And I mean, I don't know how you criticize him after that game at all. Honestly, I just felt like, could they have done better at the end of the game? Okay. You know, maybe that last drive was rough, and maybe there was a way of eating more time. But he's not the play caller, and I don't know what he was told when they called the passing play on third down, which I felt they had to. But it was just interesting. I wonder if either of you feel that the way they brought in they signed a player to perform the Caleb tricks in their preparation for the game, whoever that was must have done a pretty good job, because there were a couple of times where they responded pretty good to him getting on the move. And I thought that sack was an example of that. The fumble and the touchdown that occurred from it. I think they scored two touchdowns in 46 seconds. But the Bears came back from all that, and he ended up sort of outplaying that mistake by the end of the game.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, and overcoming mistakes. Well, you know, as soon as T.J. Watt got that sack fumble for a touchdown, Molly, like you're talking about, it looked like the exact drill they were going over, right, in the game where he was going to spin out. I thought to myself, wow, how is this team who doesn't score a lot of points going to overcome giving up 7 points, right? Didn't score a lot of points the last two games versus the Giants and the Vikings, and I was worried about them, you know, in the red zone, and we were talking about scoring after takeaways. But they did, right? They found ways. Caleb ends up with three touchdown passes, ends up moving them down the field. And those are the kind of things, Pat, what a lot of people don't want to talk about is there's going to be mistakes throughout a game. Are you good enough to overcome them, right? Are you good enough to overcome, you know, Darnell Wright, first of all, gets a holding call on T.J. Watt there, right, coming under. And he hooks his pad, and now they're in second and 20. And then I think the running back got beat on the next play on a blitz. And then they're in third and 20, and then we get sacked, fumble for a touchdown, and then we fumble it right after that, right? Swift fumbles it right after that on 32. And you're like, oh, man, and then the defense gets a stop on fourth and one, right, on a tush push.
Right.
And then we go down the field and score again and hit Colson Loveland on third and five for a touchdown. So throughout the game, you're just saying, man, you don't want to be that team that you're not good enough to make any mistakes. As soon as a mistake happens, you lose.
It's just so different, guys. This is so different to talk about than we have in the past. When those things happen, game's over. Olin, you texted, we texted back and forth, and I said blank, game's over about some injuries. And then I sat back and I'm like, wait a minute. No, it's not. We have Caleb. Like, he's been able to do this. Yeah. Like, we have Ben Johnson. We have an offense that can move the ball. And he got hot after that. And like just what you said, we gave him the ball and kind of let them back in the game or change the momentum of the game, as J.J. Watt was talking, but then Caleb and the offense got hot. He got streaky, and they started scoring points. So this is just a different team to talk about. It's a different feeling to have watching a game. Normally, I sit back and just think about the bad things that are going to compound on each other. Now it's like, how are you going to overcome the bad things you've done? And this is just exciting to watch. And a couple callers ago, they said the foundation is set. I do think the foundation is set, or is solid. The foundation is solid. There are some pieces that need to improve, you know, some pass rush things and things like that. But as far as a foundation, I think we're getting there.
Let's get back to the phone lines. I believe we have Greg in Rockford. We got the Greg. Excuse me. It's Quentin. Quentin's on the west side. Always fun to talk to Quentin. Hey, Quentin.
Hey, Molly. Hey, Hall. Hey, Ollie. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good,
great
man.
Great win. Let's keep the momentum rolling, because the way I see things right now, I don't think the Bears are not going to lose. There's a chance for them to win all their games and be 14-3. And our test is with the Eagles. Philadelphia Eagles, you're next. We'll find a way to beat y'all. Anyway, y'all already blowing out the Cowboys right now in the first place. But the Eagles, we ain't afraid of you. You're the defending world champions. I don't have a problem with that. Once we beat the Eagles, put the Chicago Bears championship belt on Ben Johnson.
I like
God
it,
God bless
man.
The Bears, baby.
Like
God bless
there,
the
man.
Bears.
There you go. Bring them on. Bring on. But to his point, when you're 8-3, you do want to see your playmakers go against a team like the Eagles, right? Like, go out there. Let's see what they got. Let's go against the champs, the guys with the belt, right? Eventually, you got to go see what it looks like. They'll have their starting quarterback next week, and we'll see, because eventually everyone's going to say, you guys keep beating backup quarterbacks and getting all these takeaways. And I don't know. I'm at the point now, guys, where I want to see my football team against a good team on the road. And I want to see if this run game holds up and the defense can make the plays they've been making. Now, we got to get some guys back there on defense, right? It's too bad Edmonds is out for a while, and hopefully Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon come back. And, you know, the more weapons you have, the more tools you can give Dennis Allen, the better chance you'll have in football games against good football teams.
That is the great Olin Krutz, perennial pro bowler. We've got Patrick Manley with us. He is the longest-serving member of the Chicago Bears. And I am Mully from The Score, and David is not with me today, but we will be together tomorrow morning.
Whenever you're there, Mully, David is there. Wherever you are.
That's right.
He's here in my
David
heart.
David is there, yes. Wherever
Whenever
you
three
are,
of us,
there.
Three or more of us talk football, he is present.
David is present, yep. Waiting for Biggs to call so they can argue.
Yeah. Morning, boys. What's going on?
All right. We will be right back with your calls. You're listening to the Football Postgame Show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire on The Score.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We're back with more of the Scores postgame show, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and by Turo Tire, Chicago's hometown tire. Find a dealer at Turo.com on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live with the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Welcome back. It is your football postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Turo Tire. And Ben Johnson spoke to the media. Let's take a listen to what the coach had to say.
So a few injuries that popped up there. Tyreek had a hip. Hippolyte had a shoulder. And then Dom Robinson is in concussion protocol. So we'll see how those things trend here this week and whether we'll have them for the next game or not. But really proud of the guys. Thought they did a phenomenal job just responding. I knew we were decimated in certain areas, and yet it's easy to – the easy thing is to say, woe is me, and our guys didn't do that. They just stepped up and kept battling through. It happens to most teams each season, too, where your depth gets tested, and it just so happens it was this week for us. And so, you know, can't say enough good things about the linebackers that stepped up in that game. You know, D-Jack was our starting Mike, and he called that game. He was the green dot. And I thought he did a great job. We thought Ruben was going to be our will linebacker, and he goes down with the injury early in the game, and Eamon comes in, and he doesn't miss a beat for a guy that really hasn't played a whole lot of football this year. So that was so encouraging to see. You know, McLeod takes Tyreek's spot on the outside, and he's out there competing just like he has all year long. On the offensive side, we got, Theo's down, and Ozzy steps up at left tackle, and then Jonah goes down for a little bit, and Luke Newman gets thrown in there at guard. And so that was the type of game it was, and I just think that's the type of guys that we have, the caliber of people that we have. You know, they just keep fighting away and keep plugging away. So it was great to get number 8, and, they'll enjoy it here tonight, and tomorrow we'll be in the building on a short week getting ready for the next game. So go ahead and open up from there.
With that injury, with all the injuries that are happening to your team, it seems natural for someone to have low morale after that. What is your message, or what was your message to your team to fight through all of that?
Well, this is every team. This is the NFL. So this is what happens when you play a 17-game season. And it just so happened, back half of the season's when it caught up to us a little bit. And, you know, we'll get some of the reinforcements back at some point. But until then, we got to hold down the fort, and so that's what we'll do. And these guys are going to go out and compete. This is what we've been practicing for, what we've been training for all along. You know, the coaching staff has known this. All of our practice squad players, they know it's highly likely that they'll get called upon at some point. And you know, it's just I can't say enough good things about the guys that stepped up today to help us win that ball game.
What did you make of
Kittle's? Once again, I got to go look at that tape. But, you know, 31 points on offense, and that's always a good thing when you get over 30. So, you know, from my perspective, we probably had a couple that we let get away from us. But, you know, that's – I don't know many quarterbacks that do play a perfect game.
When you're 3rd and 8, you take the delay. What happens?
Yeah, we just didn't get it off in time. And in the fourth quarter, those guys know I'm not going to call my timeouts because we're going to need those later on.
We always talk about complimentary football. I think the offense scored touchdowns both times after the takeaways. What impressed you about that?
Say it again.
Defense got the takeaways and the offense turned them into touchdowns.
Yeah, it's something that we'd love to do. I mean, we've had so many takeaways this year. Our defense just, you know, is part of their calling card. And so we've done a solid job of capitalizing on that. I think we're 2nd in the league in points off turnovers. And so we really needed that there today. You certainly felt it, you know, with Shawnee's interception there on the sideline. The whole sideline kind of ignited, gave us a spark, and offense was able to capitalize on that and score our first touchdown of the game. So it's good to see that complimentary football, and we're going to need more of that here going forward.
What's it like on the sideline and maybe during the week, just kind of keeping track of all the guys who are down? And you know, what does it say about DA about kind of how everything came together today?
Yeah, no, I think you can't understate the importance of these guys. I'm talking about the coaching staff. That's all three phases. They do a phenomenal job of piecing this thing together. you know, we meet early in the week and we kind of forecast how we think it's going to go. And then the week of practice kind of dictates who's going to be up and who's going to be down to a degree. But, you know, each week's a little bit different story. And like I said, you got different guys stepping up and answering that bell. And that's why the week of preparation is so important for us, too. You know, these young players, they get a chance to instill confidence in the coaching staff and find a role and a niche when there's an opportunity available. So, it's good.
Again, for just a housekeeping thing,
Tremaine,
do you expect him back this year?
Who? Tremaine? I think so, yeah.
The touchdown to DJ on the free play.
Yeah.
What did you like about just the recognition of how Karen Caleb and DJ?
Yeah, it was something that we thought we might be able to get them to jump off sides, you know. It's such a good pass rushing group. We were trying to find ways to slow them down a little bit, and that was an opportunity for us to work our cadence. And I thought the execution of it was really well done. It's something we've been working on since the springtime through training camp, and everybody on offense has slowly but surely gotten better at that. And so great job by Drew pulling the trigger, seeing it out of his periff, and then Caleb finding the open receiver. It's really well done.
You guys found out that Rodgers wasn't going to play. What's the message to the team 2 hours before?
Nothing. We just keep playing. Yep. Doesn't matter who's out there.
What's the feedback to Caleb after the strip sack?
Just hold on to the ball. Yeah. We know how important these turnovers are. We can't have them. They're not okay. So we're well aware of that. You got it. Yeah, you got it.
You've got a really quick turnaround here. What is your focus in the next couple of days? Do you turn the page tonight and go on to Philly, or how did your routine change in this?
Well, I mean, it's something we've been mindful of the moment the schedule came out, and so our coaches, I know our defensive coaches were certainly in the office a little bit later towards the end of the week there getting ahead. We'll have some coaches going to the office after the game here tonight, and then tomorrow it's going to be full steam ahead. So yeah, we actually get an extra day. Normally you go Sunday to Thursday at least once a year, so Sunday to Friday is actually going to be pretty nice.
What impressed you about Montez's performance today, especially?
I mean, he's been heating up since the bye week, Tez has, and you've just felt it each week. He seems to impact the game a little bit more each week, and so I think he had two, is that right? And had a chance for a third, it felt like, out there from my count, but it's good to see that come on just like that. I feel him, I feel Grady, I feel Book, I feel all those guys, and you know, it's whenever we get that two-score lead there, that's when it certainly starts playing in our favor a little bit more as well.
Did something unlock Tez? You mentioned the bye. Was it something that you guys sat down and figured out, or is it just a function of he's just been?
No. I think he's capitalizing on those opportunities. But, I mean, he's been a good player for a long time. So it's just, it's been really good to see, though.
We talked during the week, talked about the middle eight. What did you like about, especially the way he came out of the half, and Caleb, I think 5 for 5 on that drive, just in terms of responding to halftime in the first half?
Yeah, did a nice job there before halftime, getting the field goal. Could add a little bit cleaner operation just as a whole unit there throughout that. But we were able to get the three, and then defense came and got us a stop to start the second half, and offense did a nice job piggybacking on it. I just feel the flow of the game sometimes. I think Jeff Joniak just told me there's 18 straight passes. I don't think of those things in the moment. I just kind of, what do I feel like is going to work best next? But I thought Caleb did a nice job there in that middle eight of finding some completions for us.
All right, that is Ben Johnson post game. A lot of good stuff there. You heard him say that congratulations to all of the linebackers that played. Pretty interesting for him to go over that and to deal with what he's been dealing with. They kind of knew earlier in the week what was going to happen, and it's great that they managed to do that. He said he didn't know many quarterbacks that had a perfect game, and he thought 31 points was pretty good from Caleb Williams. Never easy to win games in the NFL, and you got to love it. You got to love that they won that game.
No, I just love the way he sounds, you know, that, you know, 31 points, okay, but then there's room for improvement, right? He's always telling the guys it's not good enough, and I love that as a player. Like, even if you played a great game, correct me, you make me better.
and that's what he sounds like he's doing with Caleb and the entire team. Then I'm going to correct myself on one thing about the coaches can call a timeout with Caleb there in the fourth quarter. It's interesting. I guess he's been telling Caleb all the time he's not going to call a timeout in the fourth quarter. He's not going to burn one. That's just his way. So, you know, another thing of Ben Johnson being convicted. You know, that's just he's got his way. He's going to go about things, and it's working right now at 8-3, and that's one of his, you know, traits and ways he's going to work the fourth quarter and probably halftime as well. And Caleb should know that. So, and just a lot of credit for him. He's just he seems very in charge. He seems like he's got a plan. He's sticking with it, and it's working. And that's what I like to hear.
Yeah, he won't negotiate on what he tells him, right? Like, I'm not going to call a timeout for you.
Right,
and save you there, right? And, you know, they get the ball back. He talked about that field goal right before the half, and I thought that was a critical drive there, right? Because think about what they won by. They won by 3 points.
Yes.
Right? So that drive there at the end of the half there was critical. And he talked about, like, they got an illegal formation. Again, some of the receivers are looking like they're not lining up correctly, but as we know, the quarterback has to wait for them to get set before he snaps the ball, right? So that's an illegal formation on the offense. And that's where you heard the broadcast talk about Mike Tomlin, how he said Ben Johnson minimizes what the quarterback has to do in his offense. And the way he got the first down was the same way he got the first down versus Minnesota the week before on a 3rd and 13 in the third quarter, a little screen pass to Luther Burden. Right, nice little screen pass there. Just make sure you find Luther Burden. We'll slip him out, and we'll get yourself. And me and Manley were texting back and forth because we're nervous. Where is Cairo's field goal range here at this moment, right? How do we get him in the field goal range?
74 yards.
So he talked about pulling them off sides late in the game, Pat, but they did that on that drive right before the half, too, where I like that. He said Drew pulled the trigger, and by that what he means – and he said, using his periphery, and he's talking about as a center, if you think someone's in a neutral zone, you snap the ball on a hard two and you give us a free play, right? He sees them with his peripheral vision, Drew Dahlman does, who I'm telling you guys right now, and I'm sure you guys know this, but he's playing really good football, man. Drew Dahlman's doing a really nice job in there after they got to know each other, him and Caleb, and I'm sure him and Coach Roshar, and he got to know his guards, and just doing a nice job there, and Caleb recognizes it too. And throws it up, and that's what Aaron Rodgers used to do all the time to the Chicago Bears. So really good just at the end of a half or end of the game process there by coach. And he's saying, I'm not going to negotiate, and I'm not going to call my timeouts. But you can see that even in that critical drive right before the half, and again, the field goal range with a nice little screen pass to Burden.
What did you think? I think they called it a I forget now. Grenade, where they just burned 3 seconds. That was kind of neat.
Brilliant.
Right?
That was the end of the half, too, right? Like just controlling the time. Yeah.
Yes.
And it looked – the process looked natural, right? Like they knew what they were going to do. Like they practiced it a million times, understanding, hey, you get to this situation, 7 seconds left. This play is going to last 4 seconds. Here's what we're calling. It didn't seem flustered, hurried, or anything like that. It just – there's a lot of this – calmness I'm seeing with a Ben Johnson-led team. And at those little situations like that, these little – you don't think much about it, but that's one less possession. That's one less chance for them to return a kick. And you make it look easy and you run it perfectly to last 4 seconds. So those are the things, the details I'm seeing with Ben Johnson and this team that he's coaching up, and they're being executed well as well.
Yeah, and one more situation I think to bring up, Pat, when you talk about execution – and overcoming certain situations, DJ Moore gets that taunting penalty, right, on the sideline there after the catch. And they're in, I think, what is 2nd and 20. And it's another nice little screen to Swift. And then, boom, 3rd down, touchdown, scheme-wise, DJ Moore wide open, touchdown. I thought the adjustments that Coach Ben Johnson made at halftime to attack the Steelers' defense was, you know, some of the best I've seen since I've been doing analyst work for the Chicago Bears. He came out in 12 personnel, and he had Herbig guarding Rome Odunze, right? He went to empty, and next you know, Herbig and Watt are in coverage. But that's what you can do when you have tight ends like Colston Loveland and Cole Kmet. So just really a fun game to watch, I think, from the third quarter on. the guy we thought we were going to get. And it doesn't mean it's going to be next game. And every game, you know, next game he has to go against Vic Fangio.
Right.
And that'll be
right.
a tough matchup. But for this game, you saw why the, Ryan Poles, again, bringing up Ryan Poles, went out and got Ben Johnson and gave him that money that everyone's talking about.
And I thought it was interesting to hear Ben Johnson particularly congratulate DeMarco Jackson. He said that D-Jack wore the green dot. In other words, he was the play caller in that game, and he was the guy they were talking to. He finished with 15 tackles, which is a pretty good amount. I just went back and looked. That's awesome.
And the Steelers are putting him under pressure, right, by swinging the ball out, making him run sideline to sideline, running some counter runs out of the shotgun. It doesn't mean the Bears stopped the Steelers' run game by any means, right? But like you guys say, man, just to see a guy like that come in, and they signed him, and that's what put Hippolyte as inactive, right, once DeMarco Jackson came up. And all of a sudden you got the green dot, and you're in the huddle, and I got to go back and look at when they actually signed him and he became on the active roster, right?
Incredible.
But it was just incredible what Dennis Allen and the defensive staff has been doing with those linebackers.
And guys, also credit to the defense again. You know, they score that field goal at half, right? Then you come out and you're nervous that the Steelers are going to come down there and score a touchdown or points. They force a punt.
Yeah.
And then the Bears go down and score a touchdown. So that to me kind of changed the momentum of the game, and that's more credit to that defense that's missing five starters there that I think everybody in Chicago was nervous that they would come out and score a touchdown or points on them and really flip the game. But the Bears did flip the game. They got us a 10-point lead that way by stopping them the first drive in the second half and scoring a touchdown.
All right, we're going to take another quick timeout. You're listening to the Football Postgame Show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire on the Score.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We're back with more of the Scores Postgame Show, presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and by Aturo Tire, Chicago's hometown tire. Find a dealer at Aturo.com on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live with the free Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Welcome back to the Football Postgame Show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tires. The Bears a winner. The Bears, we talked about it with no Aaron Rodgers. The line jumped from 2 in the hook to 3. So the Bears end up a push as it happens. So that's kind of unfortunate for those who were wagering on it. Around the NFC North, Detroit wound up winning in overtime. They won 34-27. They scored a touchdown on their first possession, kicked the extra point, and then they ended up stopping the New York Football Giants on a sack to end the game. And it's a pity because Mike Kafka, Southside guy, made good. St. Rita grad, tried what he could to help the Bears, but unfortunately the Lions came back and tied that game, and they lost. The Giants lost in overtime. Green Bay beat Minnesota 23-6, and unfortunately J.J. McCarthy had a rough game in that one. Unfortunately, he didn't get over 100 yards passing, and he threw a couple picks, and somehow the broken Packers managed to win a game. So everyone's keeping up with the Bears, but the Bears are still in first place in the North, and we know they play Friday at the Philadelphia Eagles. And I'm curious, what is your takeaway from the injuries, from where they're at, to the possibility of going into Philadelphia and teaching them a lesson or two, fella?
Yeah, I just pulled up their roster right now, or their depth chart, and I'm just looking at all the names, and they've obviously been there before. They've obviously won the big one. This is a heck of a matchup. You know, you look at Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis going against the inside three of the Bears. That's going to be an interesting matchup. And then, you know, you've heard about the problems with Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown and not getting the ball downfield. Does that help the Bears' DBs? I don't know. I'm looking forward. I know I'm not working with you guys, but I'm looking forward to watching them on tape and kind of comparing these two teams. But they just got a really good team. You know, that. So this is going to be a good matchup and a good barometer for these Chicago Bears to see where they stand. And the biggest thing I think that you guys will be talking about, Olin, next week will be Vic Fangio versus Ben Johnson. That's going to be a heck of a matchup as well. I can't wait to see those two great football minds go at each other and see what is dialed up and how they put together a game plan to combat each other.
Yeah, and to your point, A.J. Brown already has 5 catches for 67 yards and a touchdown today. So
does he really?
Yeah. Pretty fast,
but he's going against Flusie.
Yeah, Flusie, right? But those things, they go after those. They fix their problems, and it's ever-changing. Yeah. But just a matchup, Molly, for what we've been talking about, the Chicago Bears, is are they real? Are they not real? Is it the takeaways? Is it the turnovers? Is it the fact that they keep facing backup quarterbacks and or bad quarterbacks? I think our guy Brad Biggs had a tweet today. You can go look at it at the quarterbacks they face in their last wins. You know,
yes.
Nothing that would, shock you or make you fear the guy, you know, under center. But definitely want to see them against a football team on the road, right? Match up against the Philadelphia Eagles, go against the world champs that are still really good, right? And winning a lot of football games and tough. And Manley talked about, you know, Jalen Carter, obviously. The guy, we took Darnell Wright, and they took Carter, right? So it's very interesting to see how their matchup goes, and just they have a good offensive line. I know Lane Johnson is out, but Molly, really excited to see these 83 Chicago Bears on the road versus the Philadelphia Eagles. I'll probably be about 8.5 to 9 pounds heavier that day doing the show with Big Cat, but it'll be a good day.
Yeah, the great Mark Grody will be with you as well.
So Brody!
Your Brody. A lot of people say that Olin would prefer a pre- and post-game show that included Big Cat and Grody instead of the two of us, Pat. And it
That's
wounds
right.
me. It hurts deeply.
whoever my teammates are, I just try to pour myself into the show, you know, make it as good as possible. You know,
Piccolo.
What I mean? But, you know, Piccolo award winning.
we should
there
create
is a there is a trivia question out there. Who has the most Piccolos for the Chicago Bears? I'll let guys answer that. I don't want to answer for you guys, but you know, I wonder who that could be. Now, don't ask George. Don't ask George.
No, he's not aware. No.
I'm surprised you don't give away the trophy every year. I'm just shocked.
I would have to actually be invited back to Halas Hall to be there to give away the trophy.
They could pay you up to $4.45.
That would buy a Diet Coke nowadays.
Oh, and you're the best. All right.
Have a good Thanksgiving, guys, man.
Yeah, have a great one. Yeah, everybody enjoy themselves. Stay tuned. Big Ant, Anthony Heron will be here with the post-game show. I'll be on the air tomorrow morning.
We got to get Big Ant standing by Big Cat and see who deserves the big.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Yeah, that's interesting. I think Cat might be bigger than Ant, to be brutally honest.
Cat's a big guy, man.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's something special. All right, and want to say thank you to everyone, to Baby T, Tyler Farringall, for his great work. We appreciate all that he's done. I think Sean Sears is in helping out, cutting some tape with us. And thanks for that, Sean. And want to thank everyone connected to the show. And Bears win, Bears win, Bears win. That is the story of tomorrow. Olin will be on with us in the morning. And Patrick, I believe you'll be on Tuesday with the midday show. And everybody, Bears win. That's all that matters. So have a great night. Stay tuned if you're holding, because Big Ant will probably get to your phone calls for you. Again, thanks to everyone. It's the Football Postgame Show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire on the Score.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.